Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey, hey, travel friend. We need to have a little chat about all the free points you may be missing out on with Airbnb. I don't typically check my airline loyalty program accounts unless I'm expecting a reimbursement or when it's time to book a new flight. I was recently booking a flight on British Airways, and when I opened up my account, I saw there was 18,609 points sitting there. To preface this, I rarely book cash flights on British Airways, and when I do, it's only for a couple hundred bucks or less, so I knew these points didn't come from airline spend. I also don't buy points, even when the math makes sense. I'd rather earn my points organically, or I'd consider it if I was just short of the points I needed to book a flight, which hasn't happened yet. So I had a good idea of where they all came from, but I went into my account history just to confirm that there wasn't a mistake or that I accidentally transferred points that I forgot about, because this shit happens when you're over 40. And there it was, a flood of points, all from Airbnb. There are two parts to this story that I want you to hear me out on, and then I'm going to tell you exactly how to make sure you're not leaving these points on the table. Yes, being a full-time traveler certainly helped boost this points windfall, but also this would make sense even for someone who stays in an Airbnb just once or twice a year. Let me start with the benefits of being a full-time traveler. The majority of my travels are spent in Airbnbs. I get the benefit of paying for my accommodations on my credit card and racking up the points there, but also my long-term stays convert into lots of additional points with British Airways. Full-time travelers have got to take advantage of this. It will greatly support your travel budget. 18,000 points could potentially be a return trip in economy from US to Europe, or it could be a one-way first-class ticket in and around Europe. It could also be a huge contributor to long-haul flights on British Airways or any of their partner airlines in the One World Alliance. I talk more about that and provide a free resource of Alliance partners in episode 16. But if you're someone who might stay in an Airbnb just once or twice a year, here's why you still need to take advantage of this. If you're a savvy traveler who transfers points from your credit cards to book airfare, wouldn't you rather have the option of not transferring as many points so that you can save them for your next trip? The points add up. If you spend $1,000 on an Airbnb for a week's vacation somewhere, you could get 2,000 Avios points through British Airways. The next time you go to book a flight on British Airways, you'll save yourself 2,000 credit card points. This is free points, my friend. And here's the other exciting piece. It's not just on Airbnb rentals. You can earn points on Airbnb experiences. If you generally book your own tours and excursions when you travel, which I 100% recommend that you do, you get so many more options that way, you'll also earn points on each experience that you book. So a $150 tour for two people will result in 600 free Avios points. At the time of this recording, you get 2 points for $1, pound, or euro that you spend on either accommodations or experiences. The combination of my stays and experiences added up to 18,609 points, and that was just in the last 3 months of my statement. I've been adding up points for the last couple of years and cashing in on these points. Delta has a similar program with Airbnb accommodations, but it's only 1 point per dollar spent. But if you're more likely to fly on Delta or one of their SkyTeam partners, this may be a better option for you. Before I get into exactly how to make sure you get these points, I have even more tips and two other travel strategies to share. I've added a link to my free Airbnb guide in the show notes. This will give you all my secrets on how to uncover the best Airbnbs and how to earn points and save money. Okay, so this is the step-by-step process to earn Avios points with British Airways through Airbnb. Number one, ensure you have cookies enabled in your browser so that they can track your booking. Number two, if you don't have an Executive Club number yet, sign up for that first on the British Airways website. It's fast, easy, and free. Number three, on the British Airways website, search Airbnb and choose the option for either booking an accommodation or an experience. Number four, click Book Now. Number five, enter your British Airways Executive Club number. Number six, if you're booking an accommodation, select your chosen accommodation and make your booking. Number seven, if you're booking an experience, same thing. Select your experience and finish your booking, and you're done. Your Avios points will be credited within 60 days of the completed stay or experience. It's so easy and such a great way to earn free points on money you're already spending. Don't forget to download the free guide in the show notes so you know all of your opportunities to earn points and save money while also finding your dream Airbnb. Until next time, my friend, may your journeys be as exciting as your rewards balance. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.